Hello, good morning. Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming this morning. On the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll see in the church calendar box the activities of this upcoming week. Wednesday night, we meet at 6:30 in the Ed Building, and we start the night off with a light meal. The menu for this Wednesday night is barbecue. So come and join us if you can at 6:30 p.m. for a light meal, followed by a Bible study, and then a time of prayer in the Education Building. Our Knowing God book study continues tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the Ed Building. The third Sunday fellowship luncheon is next Sunday, November the 20th, hosted by Perry and Lynn Myrick. The women of the church are collecting donations for Thanksgiving baskets, if you would like to contribute to that. And the WIC Bible study that was scheduled for Tuesday night has been changed to Monday night. Monday night at 5:45 p.m. That's tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow night at 5:45 p.m. And then the questionnaire cards. If you have not filled one out, please take one and fill it out and return it. Then there's a session meeting this coming Wednesday night after the Wednesday night activities. So if you have anything that you need to bring to the session, please get with one of the elders for that. Down at the bottom, you'll see question 96 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And question 96 says, "What is the Lord's Supper?" And the answer is,
"Lord's Supper is a sacrament, wherein by eating and drinking bread and wine, according to Christ's appointment, he shows forth, and the word receives power, not after the oracle of our mind, but that day, and the partakers of his body and blood, with all its benefits, to their spiritual nourishment, and the growth of the blessed."
The call to worship this morning comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Would you read it with me responsively? "That the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom,
singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in our hearts to God.
And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus,
giving thanks to God.
Sing the doxology. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him, we come this morning to recite psalms, sing hymns, and spiritual songs, to hear the Word of God with thankfulness in our hearts to You, O God. Remember Your mercy, O Lord, and Your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of our youth, nor our transgressions, according to Your steadfast love, remember us for the sake of Your goodness, O Lord. For Your name's sake, O Lord, pardon our guilt, for it is great. Turn to us and be gracious to us even now as we pray the way that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 173. 173, Praise Him, Praise Him. And there's only three stanzas, so it won't be 1 and 4, it'll be 1 and 3. So if you're able, please stand and let's sing stanzas 1 and 3 of Praise Him, Praise Him. Join me and let's confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, to know You is the fulfillment of our deepest longings and the satisfaction of our most ardent desires. It is truly life eternal. Yet, Foolishly, we have sought our pleasures elsewhere. We have put the seeking of idols, which are bound to leave us feeling empty, above seeking You. We have failed to love You with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. We have failed to love our neighbors as ourselves. Forgive us for our sins and grant that from now on we might serve You in newness of life. Our Father, we thank You for answering our prayers in the recent election, and now let it be remembered what the Scripture says, that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We want to be a nation whose God is the Lord of Abraham and Moses and David, the triune God of Holy Scripture, and we will not put our trust in any man. We pray for the missionaries of Jesus Christ around the world, especially for the ones listed in our bulletin, because we know them personally, including the Bowlings in Mexico, the Chaplains with MTW in Atlanta, the Davilas in Costa Rica, the Hogues in Tunisia, the Hills in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible Translators in North Carolina, for the Romains in New York City, for Alan and Anne Cochet in France, for Larry Brown on furlough from African Bible College in Malawi, for the 25 Haitian pastors that we sent money to relieve their suffering from the recent hurricane, that their material needs would be supplied, that their spiritual needs would be met, for wisdom and courage, for protection from danger, for safety in the midst of turbulent situations, for conversions to Christ as a response to the gospel they preach. And Lord, we pray that You would raise up and send out more workers into the harvest, for the work is plentiful and the workers are few. We pray for the shut-ins who are unable to be here to worship with us, that You would refresh them with new mercies, that You would bring cheerfulness to their hearts. We pray for Betty Doris, who will be moving this week to a new nursing home in Louisiana. We pray for Bess White, for Martha Davis, for Mosella Perkins, for Mary Ellen Lovelady, for Bertha McCullough, and for Lanice Badley. We pray for the sick of our congregation and for those who are ministering to them. We pray for healing in accordance with Your perfect will. We pray for Sarah Nell Champion in her upcoming surgery, that You would keep her soul in perfect peace through Jesus Christ our Lord, and that You would give the surgeon the best use of his skills to do the work and bring healing afterward. We pray also for Perry Myrick, that he would be prepared for hip surgery and that he would have it done successfully when the time comes. We pray that You would restore the straying ones, that You would lift up the fallen, that You would strengthen the weak and comfort the suffering. We pray for the whole church of Jesus Christ, wherever it is gathered today, in large and small congregations, to hear the Word of God expounded, that it would be accompanied by the power of the Holy Spirit and heard and obeyed. We pray for ourselves, that our hearts would be prepared and enabled by the Holy Spirit to understand Your Word accurately and to respond to it in faith. We pray all of these things in the name of Your most precious Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On page 798 and 799 in the back of your hymn book, you will find the words to Psalm 39. That is where we are reading through the Psalms for our responsive readings. So would you turn to 798 and find the words to Psalm 39, and let's read them together responsively. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. But when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anguish increased.
My heart relied on me, and I said to the table, but I burned, then I spoke with my tongue.
Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life.
You have made my days with your hands.
Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand.
You rebuke and discipline men for their sin. You consume their wealth from all. Each man is his breath.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help.
Be my help.
For I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger, as all my fathers were.
Look away from me, that I may rejoice in him before I depart.
Our next hymn is number 705, I Know Whom I Have Believed. And would you please turn to 705, and if you're able, stand and let's sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have enabled us to be gainfully employed and to make wealth, and we thank you for all the blessings that you have given to us. And now as we bring back some of what you have enabled us to have and the way you have prospered us, we pray that you would take these offerings and receive them and use them and bless them to build up your church here and to advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ even unto the uttermost parts of the earth. For it's in His name that we pray. Amen. The message this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Luke 10, verse 25 through 37, and this is what it says. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go, and you do likewise." This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands and abides forever. It is inerrant. It is infallible. It is true. May God bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.